When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365, man. You already know what it is. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we're talking about the late, great Young Dolph, Paper Route Frank. I believe this was the last full-length project that he released while he was still alive or real close to being post. I can't say that word correctly. But Ken, he did drop a single fairly recently. On March 15th, You know, I haven't listened to it. Obviously, we've been listening to a lot of music doing the D365 series. So it's in my docket to listen to. I'll probably listen to it on my way home now that we are concluding the Paper Route Frank project. But, Ken, man, look, every time I put on Dolph, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I know what I'm getting. I'm getting a real street dude that's going to be talking about his chicks, his cars, his money, and his business. That's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And you know how, Ken, I always have these categories of music, right? And one of my favorite categories is pull-up music. If you don't know what that is, that means that when you're going out to a venue or you want to be seen, there's certain music that you play loud for people to look at you, and it just says something about what you got going on. Young Dolph makes pull-up music. This nigga makes that type of shit, that knock in the whip. Motherfuckers gonna look back, crack their neck, like, who is this nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? I love Dolph because of the consistency of his music. I love him because of the aura that he had even today, even though he's not here with us anymore. And I love when he raps with other trap niggas. Like Roster with Gucci Mane. Like, that shit was perfect, Ken. You know what I'm saying? Key Glock was a perfect addition to the song That's How. You know, I always love how Dolph and Key Glock work together. 2 Chainz on Beat Beat. Like, again, another perfect addition. And I think, you know, Ken, when Dolph was here, we always talk about how great beat pickers are. He's a great feature picker. You know what I'm saying? So like, typically whenever you see like a big name, or sometimes you may not even know who the rapper is, like the feature comes to do, it's like it's so much reverence and respect to Dolph that whoever jumps on there with him, like they go above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? And this project, Ken, a little longer than the sweet spot, 13 songs, 39 minutes, but it definitely felt shorter than that.
Yeah, no, this was an interesting, fun listen. I didn't feel like I was wasting my time whenever I put it on. Mm-hmm. Like, it was one that it was like, oh, I need to listen to that Dolph again. There were some joints where, like, you know, it's been on the list for a while, so you know, I would listen to it, and then I look at it like, okay, yeah, we may do it. Let me listen to it. But whenever I would look at the track list, I was like, dang, it's like. I need to spin it again because sometimes it's not memorable. And I have to be reminded what some of these joints are. Yeah. So it's one of those that require a lot of different listens because, you know, pull up music, he's one of those guys where, you know, he has some joints over here or there that you like, you know, but am I in love with the whole thing? No. But there are definitely some bangers on here that I really, really mess with. Like Always. He was talking about, and really that caught my eye because he mentioned the OJs on there, you know, doing it like the old ways. I like that joint on there. You already mentioned Roster with Gucci Mane. Yep. Of course, Key Glock, and that's how they always make a good team. Man, you already see my boy on here, my new homie.
Big Moochie, man.
Yeah, man. Hall of Fame was good. Hall of Fame was good. So, yeah, this was a really, really, like, I never not want to put it on.
100%.
Right. It didn't feel like a task. We're like, oh, shit. Okay. Let me listen to this.
Yeah. And I also agree with the sentiment of it's not memorable. Like, oh my God, this is a classic. But it's like when you turn it on, it's like, oh yeah, I can listen to this 2-3 times. Like mm-hmm. it's a good project.
Yep.
Another joint that I would add to like my favorite joint, Like that shit not good. Like, bro, more than half of these beats is just crazy, crazy bass. Like the joint with the one with 2 Chainz, beep beep. That bro, you might, depending on your vehicle, you may have to turn the bass down, bro. That shit might blow out of the goddamn speaker. Like, he's also a really good beat picker, but it's very, it's just trappy. Like, you know what I'm saying? He don't select like a wide range of beats. So that's why I'll never give him the title of a great beat picker, but he's a great beat picker for himself. Like I think Dolph, and I think a lot of artists don't have this, Ken. Mm-hmm. What he has this in spades is he's extremely self-aware. Dolph is self-aware. I'm not going to go do that. I'm not going to go do this. I'm going to do this because I know that this is what it, like, this is my brand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He stays true to his brand. And this project is on brand for Young Dolph. So when it comes to the features, Ken, we got Big Moochie, Snoop Bands, 2 Chainz, Gucci Mane, and Key Glock. What do you give him?
I like all the features on here. Except maybe Snoop.
Really?
I don't know if I really
cool
like Snoop like that. But Snoop is all right. But yeah, I liked all the features, man. So I'll give the features an A.
I'll give him a B plus. In terms of the production, I give it a B.
Yeah, I'm with you with a B. I think you said it best. Like, he picks beats that work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those selections, out of these 13 songs, you know, I may get more than half that I'm like, oh, I like that. And then the other one's like, okay, it's cool.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like he either hits a home run or he hits a bass single.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, cool. You know, you got on bass. Then the other ones are like, oh, goddamn, like this shit, you know? With the rap and singing, I'm going to give him a solid B, Ken. Dolph is not a person that is going to wow you with lyrical ability, but he's going to be completely honest in his music and the brand that he portrays. And he's just real consistent with that.
Mm-hmm.
Does he go, you know, above and beyond here and there? Of course. This is not one of those projects that he went above and beyond. He colored very safely within his own lines.
Yeah. B minus for me. I do agree with a lot of what you said, but it's kind of like what we were saying with KO. It's like, this is good. This may be something that I would listen to, but it's not like, It's close to being recommendable. It's like right there. Like 100. Depending on who I'm talking to, like, oh yeah, man, check out that dog. Yeah. That Paper Route Frank is a good
like one. Spike. We would recommend this to Spike.
Yeah. Even though Beezy? He don't like it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not,
maybe
I'm
Nick.
Not sending this to be.
Maybe yeah, Nick. Maybe. Like, Nick. Hey man, you know, you might check out that new dog, or to be one of those that come out that I listen to, and then I say, hey, have you guys heard the new dog? Mm-hmm. That's out. Yeah, it's not bad. You should give it a listen. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
All right. So overall, I give it a B. It's a solid project. Is it in rotation? I got a couple songs on here that I've added to personal playlists that I fuck with. But yeah, like it's Dolph. It's Dolph. It's not a bad project. It's just it's a decent to good Dolph project.
Yep. B minus. And I think the rapper, I don't think I answered that one. I think I was talking about the album overall.
Mm-hmm.
Rapping. C plus.
Okay.
C plus. Yep. He's just a street rapper, which is fine, but you know, it wasn't like, yeah, C plus. Yeah, I'm good with that.
But my overall was a B. You gave him a
B minus overall.
Gotcha. But yeah, man, Young Dolph, we got another joint tomorrow because it's another day. So stay tuned and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.